for who you are and how God made you. Don't be a sellout or a hypocrite. Stand out and be an individual. You can do and be anything if you put your mind to it. And with these things, we're often asked, how can we love others if we can't love ourselves? But regardless of these words of encouragement, a life filled with hardships, heartaches, and the struggle of dealing with life lessons and growing up makes those words sometimes seem like dreams or fantasies. Parents want the best for their children, and as a child, you think anything is possible. However, as you grow older, you start to develop what the world calls survival skills. These things can be things such as outsmarting someone before they can hurt you, building bridges to keep yourself from being too vulnerable, or teaching yourself coping mechanisms to deal with pain and anger. These things can become natural as you get older because you feel as though you need to protect yourself. But as a child of God who has accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, these survival skills may not be so much of a necessity. I say this because life as a Christian is not easy, and the word never said it would be. But knowing the Lord and understanding his word and why Jesus died on the cross makes those things a little bit easier. Because you know you're protected, and the Lord will never give you more than you can handle. So it says in Isaiah 32, 17 through 19. It don't work? Okay. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation. And I took this as, if you believe in him and follow his word, there is no reason to fret about things of this world, but rather you shall have peace. The problem, however, is it's not always easy to stay grounded in a world with so much temptation and so many distractions. Because of those temptations and distractions, people become pressured to go into what I call self-hiding, to once again try to protect themselves. We may all fall short, but the Lord always makes a way out and back to him. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was out at a restaurant with my family, and my brother brought up a point about people putting on different faces, making it hard for anyone, including themselves, to know who they really are. This then came to me in another conversation that was had at Bible study, because how can we follow God and let him guide our lives if we aren't consistent in the way we live our lives? Which brings me to the beginning of this lesson and how we are told, well, this which brings me back to the beginning and how we're told who we are and who we can be. People go through life putting on faces. These faces prevent us from knowing or understanding the person God wants us to be or has planned for us. It can hinder our walk with him by not allowing us to be at peace and clear our minds after a long day. So there was supposed to be a slide, but you sure it won't work? Goodness. Okay. So the types of faces I have, the first one is the family face. So your family face is this sweet, funny side that no one is allowed to see because it is when you are most vulnerable and can easily be embarrassed or sometimes criticized. Then you have your face that you put on for your friends. This is your fun side where you go out and do things that no one must ever know about. And it could also be your alter ego if you have one. So then you have your coworker face, the you that is professional when necessary, depending on the job, and can also be where the negative attributes of your personality comes out. So this is the part of you from a distant relative that no one talks to. And then finally, there's the self face. This is the one that no one sees but God, the one that he knows and that holds every ounce of your being with the many blessings he has given you, but that the world's influence can hinder. How can you Be still and let the Holy Spirit guide you if there are so many versions of yourself running through your head. It's not easy. For example, if you come home from work, oh, there's the pretty picture. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so for example, if you come home from work, school, or spending time with family or friends, think about all the things that could be going through your head. You could have one, I can't tell my mom and dad I'm failing because they will be disappointed in me. That's your family face. And then you have the two, how can I get my coworker back for telling the boss I took a nap during the time we had no customers? And then also, how can I butter up to that boss so I don't get fired? And then you have third, I can't wait to tell my best friend how fake her boyfriend is, because if they break up, it'll be just us against the world again. So all of these things can cloud the mind, leaving no room for the Holy Spirit to enter and take over. If the Holy Spirit cannot come in, then you cannot fulfill God's promise for your life. If you spend so much of your time trying to outsmart the world, then how can you be you? Don't become so preoccupied with pretending that you lose yourself completely. You won't be able to live up to the expectations that God has laid out for you in this world. The only way to escape those faces is to repent, humble ourselves, and be the self that God wants us to be by following his commandments and learning to live life only as men and women of Christ. So to be in Christ, it says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. And then it also says in Galatians 2:20 through 21, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through law, Christ died for nothing. Right? And then in Ephesians 2:4-7, but God's mercy is great, and he loved us very much. Though we were spiritually dead because of the things we did against God, he gave us new life with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace, and he raised us up with Christ and gave us a seat with him in the heavens. He did this for those in Christ Jesus so that for all future time he could show the very great riches of his grace by being kind to us in Christ Jesus. So we need to allow ourselves to become those righteous men and women for God. Jesus died for our sins, and now we need to do our part. So for the men, you should strive to be a man of integrity, as explained in Job 31:4-40. And women, you should want to be a woman of strength, as in Proverbs 31:10-31. These chapters help us to let go of those things that so easily beset us and give us that opportunity to reconnect with self and allow the Holy Spirit to take over so that we can live life more productively. So, if it'll work, what God expects of men, a man of integrity, to stand in God's presence, exemplify integrity, commit to personal purity, reflect justice in all dealings, give generously to others, show compassion to all, sets God's priorities in life, and lives out faith in God. And there is also... Okay, well, is that it? Well, there was a few more. There it is, okay. And it forgives others, opens the home to the needy, walks with the Lord, and seeks to do right. So, and what he expects of women, as a woman of strength, you should manage your household well, work willingly with her hands, serve her household, invest wisely, strengthens herself through proper care of her body and spirit. As the picture shows, you need to exercise and eat right. No chips, no donuts. Okay? All right. So she uses her gifts consistently and creatively, gives generously to the poor, protects her children, dresses herself attractively, represents her husband well, uses her time and energies efficiently, exhibits a spirit of optimism, speaks with wisdom and kindness, exemplifies faithfulness and excellence, and finally, she receives praise for her work. So in all that he expects from us, how do we have time to play games with the world? Pretend to be someone we're not, or hide from who we are meant to be? So in my final closing, I just say, pray and ask God to show you the way, and once you do, let go of the faces.